This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
Welcome to our latest Edgar podcast. Here, Mark Clufferty, recent winner of the G4D Tour FedEx Open de France, explains why G4D, golf for the disabled, means so much to him after difficult challenges. You can find many more Edgar stories of players who have thrived through the sport and playing G4D at www.edgargolf.com. So, without further ado, we hope you enjoy this article.
While the pressure of tournament golf can offer such highs and lows to its players, many of us find other aspects of the sport highly therapeutic, including the ongoing process of learning, improvement, and reflection. Whether we are honing our putting stroke, repairing our tattered ego after a bad round, or creatively thinking ahead to the next objective. In some ways, golf serves as a practice ground for life. These processes can also be a significant buttress against stress and anxiety. For Northern Ireland-based Mark Clufferty, he loves the competition but also all the rest of it, the fun matches with family and mates, and the practice on his own as he seeks to work through the issues created by living with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Only returning to golf in late 2023, the game has already provided a haven from the hurly-burly and the white noise away from the course. He is not the first golfer to have PTSD and to find a growing calm amid all the constituent layers of the game. One crucial aspect he returns to when we speak is his feeling of belonging in the sport, as PTSD can easily create that feeling of being an outsider. Mark says he has been that outsider too often and has suffered from depression. The low times. The golf helps a lot. It's that simple. He still experiences the anxiety, and it can also occur during tournaments today, but increasingly he can rely on the process of playing the game to find those calmer waters. Smiling as he talks, the rusty-haired 52-year-old who lives in Lisburn near Belfast says, "Golf means everything to me now. Not just getting me out of the house, keeping me active amongst like-minded people, but also to play well and have a great focus on the time ahead. Looking ahead is important. Playing Edgar and other events, I feel I can relax and just go for it, which is a great place to be." As an ex-serviceman, and someone who has had more than enough tension in life already, Mark nevertheless likes to fuel his competitive edge, working hard at his game in what has been a short space of time. This has paid off. In 2025, as the list of his tournament wins grew, so did the hope. Victory in Portugal early on, and then three times in Ireland, led him to qualify for his first G4D Tour Championship at the Belfry in August. G4D Tour events are at the pinnacle of golf for the disabled. There were seven of these in the DP World Tour schedule for 2025. At the Belfry, Mark was one of just 10 players from 9 countries to qualify for this net tournament. With his son Kieran caddying for him and remembering watching as a boy on TV the Ryder Cup heroics at the Belfry, including Seve Ballesteros' fade into the 10th and Sam Torrance's putt to win it for Europe, Mark tells us he so badly wanted to do well. However, when he started to play, instead of patting himself on the back for qualifying, he was soon questioning whether he belonged there at all and endured a frustrating result. Having PTSD, Mark says when anxiety takes hold, negative feelings prevail, and at its worst, everything can get worse and worse and worse to a breaking point. But this practice ground for life is proving to have a solid foundation. Mark woke up the next morning with one thought on his mind: the next games ahead, the future. He didn't realize it then, but this feeling would be one of his best wins of all. Born in Clydebank, just outside Glasgow, Mark served 12 and a half years in the British Army as a Royal Military Policeman, and in 2005 was preparing for his second tour of Iraq. Just 4 weeks before deployment, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer, underwent emergency surgery, and began a long road of medical and psychological challenges. In 2009, while playing semi-professional football, Mark suffered a serious leg break, fracturing both his tibia and fibula and damaging his knee. Soon after, he was diagnosed with PTSD, linked both to his military service and the trauma of cancer, and later developed complex regional pain syndrome, CRPS, in his right leg, along with femoral impingement in his left hip. The injuries have left him with ongoing pain and limited mobility. When his career in football came to a halt, he lost his way in sport, and his travails led to feelings of depression. A chance conversation in 2019 opened a new door into wheelchair athletics, and he earned a place in the 2022 Invictus Games in the Netherlands. In front of his wife, daughter, and mother, he won bronze in the 1500 metres, then went on to win gold in the 100 metres, 200 metres, and 400 metres. But what next after all that excitement? The next morning I broke down in the hotel room. You go from this incredible high to wondering, what do I do now? That's when the depression came back. Late one night, Mark sat down and searched online for disabled golf. Golf was a sport he'd grown up with but hadn't played properly since 2015. What he discovered fascinated him. In the winter of 2023, Mark returned to golf seriously, encouraged by his sons Kieran and Reese and daughter Neve. He entered his first G4D competitions. In January 2025, he finished fifth in the net category at Pinter, and then won the trophy at Gramacho, both in the Edgar Tour Algarve Swing, before going on to win the G4D at the West in the West of Ireland Amateur Championship in April, the Irish Open in June, and the G4D at Ardee in August. Thus, he qualified through the Net World Rankings to play in the G4D Tour at Betfred British Masters at the Belfry. Was there too much expectation? Perhaps there was, he agrees. I just couldn't settle. Everything was massive, including all the spectator stands, compared with what you're used to at an event. And though it was amazing to be invited, I had that sense that I didn't quite belong. I was the outsider, going to the practice ground where the tour pros were warming up. So I had that anxiety, especially on the first day, as I really struggled. And then, with anxiety, I was getting angry with myself, and I just didn't feel that I played as well as I could. However, those earlier wins in 2025 would help secure his qualification for one more G4D Tour event, held in September, the FedEx Open de France, offering Mark another opportunity to find his best golf under pressure. I learned from everything that had happened at the Belfry, and when we went to France, I knew what to expect, says Mark. This time he would happen to leave the practice ground at Golf de Saint-Norme-la-Bretèche, near Paris, just as twice major champion Brooks Koepka arrived there to hit some shots. But rather than dashing away feeling like an intruder, Mark and his caddy and friend Paul chose to stay a while and soak in the atmosphere and watch a champion go about his business. A problematic injury to his neck, so sharp he considered pulling out, ultimately relaxed Mark and tempered expectations. He stopped worrying and just vowed to try his best. Leading after the first round with a net 76, Mark's second round would prove to be perhaps his most remarkable of his golfing life to date. He played the last 10 holes in a round gross scratch, about 5 under his handicap, to finish with an excellent net 65, all after recording a clumsy 8 on the 8th hole. After that 8, I was going into the usual anger mode a bit. I just kept saying to Paul, I should have done this, I should have done that, and on I went. And Paul suddenly turned around to me and said, to be blunt, shut the bleep up. So, he then had to walk across and get the buggy, but I think he must have parked too close to the green so the buggy wouldn't start. So this gave me another set of 45 seconds, I looked at him, and then actually just laughed. I just started laughing, thinking how crazy was it to get an 8 there. And we walked to the next tee, and I took my 3 wood out, and I absolutely ripped it like I'd never done before. From that moment on, it was just shot after shot after shot. And I knew I was getting into this role, and it just seemed to snowball hole after hole. Just stick to the process, just hit the ball. If you hit a bad one, forget it. Recover. And we did that. And I refused to look at the scorecard. I felt just this freedom of following a process. Paul gave me a pat on the shoulder when we walked to 18 and said, "It's just one more hole." Minutes later, Mark was holing a 4-foot putt to win the championship. Mark said what made the occasion extra special was being presented with the G4D Tour trophy amongst such a great group of fellow G4D players. They had all done so amazingly well to get there. I felt proud of myself and proud for us as a group. We all faced our own challenges and we were now playing our best golf. Later, in the car park, Mark and Paul would bump into Australia's Minwoo Lee, the much-lauded 3-time winner on the DP World Tour. On realizing who Mark Clufferty was, Lee recalled that he had gone around the course in a low net score in his tournament. The Australian smilingly asked Mark for any good golf tips for when he played later. Mark, the outsider, had just become the insider. The thoughtful player also stressed that this feeling of belonging is one of the best factors a player can experience in Edgar-supported or run tournaments. There are 130 of these in the international schedule, designed so players with a disability can usually find an event in their region. Mark says, "I liken it to the Invictus Games training camps where you're surrounded with people that have had their own difficulties over the years. Maybe with their mental health as a result of their disability or an injury or whatever. These challenges have led them here. So when you're in that environment, it's completely different from wider society. I relax. I relax because I'm around like-minded people. I've made some really good friends out of it." Mark reels off Irish players Diane, Gary, Kevin and players from further afield, who he has forged close bonds with through G4D tournaments, and finds that their sharing of each other's stories has helped them all in creating positive feeling and a sense of well-being. Irish player Gary Barrett has decided that Mark should be a professional coach. His coach. So good is his advice and encouragement. And when we relayed this to Mark, it made him laugh but also brought an emotional smile after these kind words. Days after his win in France, Mark played in an event for DIGA, the Disabled and Inclusive Golf Association in Ireland, and was encouraged to bring along his Open de France trophy, which he showed off to big cheers and applause in the clubhouse. Again, just to be accepted and respected by your fellow golfers like that is brilliant, and I think that's what's really helping me in terms of my confidence, explains Mark. I still have my lulls mentally, but I know that with the golf, you can have your short-term goals that lead to your long-term goal. Now, your long-term goals might not always come through, but you'll get somewhere close to it and you'll still achieve something in the long term. With PTSD, when you start to have a bad period, it's a slippery slope. It just slides and slides and slides and slides, and you get worse and worse and worse and worse. And then you get to a breaking point, and it can be very tough. Tough times with anxiety reached a head in 2018, but increasingly he has been able to find ways to cope. Mark adds, "So golf is really, really massive for me. If I can do this for the next 10 years and just have this thought process, then I'm going to be in a far, far better place. And if I am in a better place, then I know I'm keeping my family in a better place. They don't need to have the same worries about me and my going through low periods." Mark's win in France qualifies him to play in the net category of the G4D Tour Series finale at Club de Golf Alcanada, Mallorca, at the end of October, alongside all the year's past winners on the tour. After his experiences this year, he knows what his focus will be. It's not to win, because someone else can play their best, and their best golf might just be better than yours on the day. And that's what you've just got to accept. but if you have played your best, you can come away feeling happy. Golf clearly is the practice ground for our life ahead, as summed up by Mark Clufferty, who was speaking with us 20 years to the day after one of his first big wins, his successful cancer surgery in 2005. Mark adds, "Golf gives me structure. It gives me hope. And it's something I can do with my family. That's the biggest win of all. To be able to have my son Kieran caddying for me, for example, and being able to help my grandson to learn golf is just wonderful. The full circle, reminding me of when I took Kieran to football, he is now looking after me in the golf. I don't think anything is better than that."
Thank you for listening to this Edgar article. You can find many more stories about people who are thriving through the power of golf. Just go to www.edgargolf.com and look under Mulligan Stories on the homepage. We look forward to bringing our next edition soon.